Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, the drama coming out of New York just doesn't seem to stop. Remember I told you guys 2021 would probably be as dramatic, if not more, than 2020? I mean, here we are, we're already going into our eighth month, and it is just not easing up. So, as many of you are aware, yesterday, the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, had spoken after a release of a report from Attorney General Letitia James and an independent investigation that found him in this investigation guilty of sexually assaulting or harassing 11 women. And so, he has not stepped down, although multiple individuals and political figures have asked him to, including President Joe Biden. Some have actually come to Governor Cuomo's defense, such as Rudy Giuliani, who feels that he still should have his day in court. And many attorneys will say that. And so, you know, I'm just a little perplexed by the whole process that surrounds politicians that doesn't seem to surround what happens to us everyday people. Now, I believe you are innocent until proven guilty. And this is why we have the judicial system. This is why we have juries. We're supposed to be judged by a jury of our peers. It's very difficult to find a bunch of governors as your peers, or a bunch of Democrats or Republicans or whoever you feel your peers are. But still, as an American, you're innocent until proven guilty. However, there's this debate on whether he should stay in office while still presumed innocent, or should he leave office, right? So this is where it gets a little tricky. So if it's not a governor or a sitting president or, I don't know, somebody sniffing somebody's hair, at work, private entities, they're like, you know what, we just don't need this drama, you're out. And you know, it's just not working out. You might be innocent, but you're out. Okay? And I had that with actually an employee. The wife was mad. She said, look, he's innocent until proven guilty. I go, yes, but he's not following our protocol, and we have protocols. So I'm not firing him for him getting arrested. I'm firing him because he's not following protocol. And it ends up 10 years later, he actually gets arrested again and ends up being in jail now for decades for sexual assault. Possible rape as well. So, you know, many of us business owners, we don't mess around. And so if we think somebody could be a threat to others, they're out. But you still are innocent until proven guilty. So I was looking at some of the allegations of some of the people, you know, like the doctor that was supposed to be swabbing Governor Cuomo on TV. You know, he basically said, oh, you make that gown look good. I mean, that to me doesn't bother me. I get that it's a little predatorial. I don't really think she suffered damages from that. It is a little embarrassing, though, for a woman on national TV to kind of be dressed down like that verbally, but for the most part, you know, that's not a fireable offense. But if he did touch somebody's breast, if he was touching somebody's chest, if he did grab somebody's butt, if he made people feel uncomfortable, if he is in a position where he can go, if he's in a position of power where he can actually now retaliate against any of his accusers, then that starts to make the situation different. So when somebody commits a crime, they're put in jail and then they have a trial. Now, they could post bail, but depending on the type of crime, they are, you know, originally kind of separated from the public. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're guilty until proven innocent, but how many people have spent time in jail when actually they turned out to be innocent? I'm just concerned, you know, not only because of the sexual harassment, but that was pretty messed up what happened with sending COVID people back to nursing homes and making these nursing homes and facilities feel forced, like they couldn't say no, and then they became overwhelmed with COVID and more people died. And so I just have a problem with the role that whether it's Governor Cuomo or other governors can take, where you just don't have that opportunity to have a vote. You know, I've worked in places where I'm like, well, let's take a vote. And my superior just says in front of everybody, no, this is not up for discussion. This is my, and I thought he was trying to harbor that sort of management, that team, you know, camaraderie, that team input. And I've worked in places where you have very oppressive superiors. And so when you have somebody that has been accused and an investigation has found significant, reports, I'm not sure if it could count it as evidence, but it will be submitted as evidence of assault, I'm trying to think of the word, and I apologize, where it's oppressive behavior, I think he should maybe temporarily be removed. Doesn't mean he's thrown in jail. It doesn't mean he's guilty, but I think he probably needs to remove from that position. So I do believe everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but I've worked with plenty of predators, and I understand the retaliation. And when somebody is in that role and in that power and has this many accusations against them, then it does make you wonder, where are the checks and balances? Especially in a non-governor setting, people are kicked out of their jobs for less. It wasn't there a company where if you stare at somebody longer than 3 seconds, you could get in trouble? You know how many times somebody has just confused me? And so I'll be like, or I'll try to think. Right now, I get it. I've been stared down. It's creepy. But people have lost their jobs for way less. So my suggestion would be at least temporarily remove them from office. Let this all get sorted out, but it's just so predatorial what he's accused of that I don't think it's safe for there to be workers there. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we've been kind of hoping to go back to quote-unquote normalcy, which I don't think we're going to have anytime soon. I think this virus is going to keep coming back in different waves, especially since we still haven't figured out where the original source came from and if that original source is still sourcing. So I'm just, you know, prepared for a very long haul with this. Fortunately, I don't have any rental properties. I did have a rental property back in, I think, 2018, 2019, we sold it. I'm very glad we did, because even though we've had amazing tenants in the past, sadly, many of our neighbors do not have amazing tenants. And sadly, some of our neighbors have tenants that are amazing, but just can't pay. And so to take on a family's rent for 16, 17 months is heroic. Now, there are supposed to be funds, and many landlords were supposed to be able to capture some of those funds, but they didn't come right away. They came kind of late. For those people that weren't necessarily incorporated, they really couldn't get PPP money. In fact, many landlords were declined PPP money if they didn't have employees. Remember, the Paycheck Protection Program loan was supposed to give you money to keep your staff on payroll. Well, if you're a landlord and somebody is renting from one of your properties or renting a room from a house you live in, you really don't have the, you know, the payroll to qualify for PPP. So many landlords were stuck. Now, if landlords had a federally backed loan, those loan payments were postponed. But if somebody had a private loan, or if this was their income, and they didn't have any way to get any help or assistance, sadly, they were in trouble. So here we are now, and the eviction moratorium was supposed to, I guess, expire this August 1st. So there was a scrambling of what do we do with millions of Americans who are about to get kicked out of their homes. Now, nobody's kind of talking about why that's happening. The narrative is these landlords are mean. But if landlords were told, look, okay, you can't collect money, you can't even apply for assistance until your tenant applies and asks the government to pay you, you're up a creek. So relief was supposed to come to landlords by July 1. Meanwhile, tenants were hopefully supposed to have enough notice to find a new place. That's very difficult. You know, if you don't have a job, if you don't have money, if for some reason they weren't making the extra benefits from unemployment, I'm not sure who didn't qualify for unemployment, that could be tough. But if the average American who wasn't paying rent was getting government assistance, then hopefully they were able to put a down payment on a new apartment or find new living arrangements. Sadly, many haven't. So the CDC has come up and asked to expand the eviction moratorium. Now, this is going to, I believe, go on until October 3rd. And I apologize, I'm having horrible computer issues. So the new order will expire on October 3rd, and it covers counties experiencing, quote, substantial or high levels of COVID-19 spread. Now, one source familiar with the moratorium said that currently includes 80% of U.S. counties or 90% of the U.S. population. So this is a temporary moratorium, and the reason why it has to be temporary is, if you remember, the Supreme Court ruled that it is okay to have the moratorium, but Brett Kavanaugh, who was on the approving side of things, said he's going to oppose any extensions of it. This has to be done through Congress. Congress has to approve. So the Supreme Court decided in a 5-4 decision, and I apologize, I don't know what's happening with my computer, to allow the eviction ban to continue through the end of July. One of the justices voted in the majority, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, made clear he would block any additional extensions unless it was clear and specific congressional authorization. So what the CDC wants to do is prevent people from being homeless. I get that. It's very, very nice. But I've said this once and I've said this again. Any eviction moratorium should have followed 5 seconds later, maybe 2 seconds later, with funding and appropriation that goes straight to the landlords. I find it very odd that there's these decrees where one population gets helped and the other population is screwed. Now, if a landlord hasn't been paying on the property, they're losing the property. Now, it's not getting foreclosed upon, because I believe the banks are going to have to follow the eviction moratorium, so they can't evict the landlord and the tenant. But any eviction moratorium that gets extended, and I'll support it if we're going to have people homeless, that's a public health threat, but it should be followed within milliseconds of funding that immediately goes towards the banknotes or the landlords who are sitting there waiting for their income or rent to be paid. Now, some people could say, oh, yeah, well, you know, they could get unemployment insurance. Well, not entirely. Many of them, remember, were not working for a company. They were, you know, they were self-employed. We only recently got gig worker benefits, and a landlord many times might not be a gig worker. They might have a property, and they just rent it out. So, according to the CDC, they say this is a new order temporarily halting evictions in counties with heightened levels of community transmission in order to respond to recent unexpected developments in the trajectory of the COVID pandemic, including the rise of the Delta variant. It is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases are rapidly increasing, which likely could be exacerbated by mass evictions. Accordingly, subject to the limitations under applicability, a landlord, owner of a residential party, or other person with the legal right to pursue eviction or possessory action shall not evict any covered person. So who are the covered people? So a covered person is an individual that has used best efforts to obtain all available government assistance for rent or housing, and the individual either earned no more than $99,000 or $198,000 if filing jointly in 2020, or expects to earn no more than $99,000 in annual income for calendar year 2021. So the next question people have is October. This is going to get extended again, and it's going to get extended again. I don't mind as long as I know every single landlord is covered. You know, a big problem landlords have is they could get in a lot of trouble if they don't take care of the property. If they're supposed to supply the power or supply the water or supply the sewage or supply the landscaping or the security, that costs money. So if they're not getting that income from rent and they're still waiting for assistance that has to happen for a tenant to do their due diligence and apply for it, what are landlords doing in terms of upkeep? Now, a landlord, I guess, could get in trouble. I think there's like slum laws where they're not allowed to let the place completely go to pot. But if there's no money coming in, there's no money coming in. So I get a little nervous about how this works if landlords can't afford to pay the water anymore. It's just we don't really have a lot of clarity. We're always getting these rules, and I know this because people are asking me. They're like, do I just still keep paying? This isn't livable. It isn't realistic. So I understand we can't have people evicted. But come October, we might have the Delta variant go down. We might have a reprieve, but then we're coming into flu season, pneumonia, flu, and maybe another COVID wave. We never get through a winter without tens of thousands of people dying. That just happens. It's heart attack season, pneumonia season, flu season, maybe another COVID wave. So, you know, if I was a landlord, I'd be kind of reading between the lines going, you might never get your property back and you might be in trouble. Now, some people have had tenants that paid this whole time. And they thank God and they thank their tenants. Others, I get it. If somebody's not working, they don't have money for rent. But it would be nice to know what sort of assistance they are getting and what moves they're making to be able to eventually afford rent. So, you know, are we basically going to have 90% of our population dependent on the government for rent? Okay, that's not a good situation, especially since this is just one virus. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. End quote. Germany sent a warship to the South China Sea on Monday for the first time since 2002. China says the nearly 1.3 million square mile area in the South China Sea are within its sovereign territory due to language in the Law of the Sea Convention. USA Radio News. Disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo slammed by the New York Attorney General's office for sexual misconduct and creating a toxic work environment is defiant for calls to resign.
But they read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry. I brought my personal experience into the workplace, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to help. Obviously, I didn't. I am even more sorry that I further complicated the situation. My goal was the exact opposite. I wish nothing but good for you and for all survivors of sexual assault.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan from Henderson, Nevada is asking, why are we wearing masks if we've been vaccinated? Okay, so I've mentioned this before. It's a simple answer. It's because that whoever said that if you get the vaccine, you are going to be completely sterile and not get the virus or transmit the virus was wrong and never opened up a microbiology textbook. The reason why you are being asked by public officials to wear a mask is because they never sent the message out correctly in the beginning. And so masks, sadly, right, vary. And the good ones that we have in the hospitals do a heck of a job when it comes to, you know, preventing infectious disease. They're not perfect, but they're good. What you and I are wearing on the streets, not that effective. They provide a barrier, but they're not super effective. The problem is since the beginning of this, I don't believe the government has been making N95 respirator masks and distributing them, so we all are left to find our own face covering. Some of them have glitter, some of them have American flags, some of them have, you know, support Biden, whatever. So people, you know, some look like a skull, and, you know, people have fun with it, but I'm looking around going, man, I would have gotten kicked out of medical school if I even attempted to try to fight off an infectious disease with that mask. So to answer your question, vaccinated individuals have been found to have viral load, to not only get the virus, but also become hospitalized, also die. Not as many cases. Less than 1% of all the hospitalizations and deaths are in the vaccinated population, but the vaccinated population can very well carry and spread the virus, which means as long as COVID is here, whether you're vaccinated or not, they're going to bring back the masks in those counties that are having cases that are spiking. And I get it's frustrating. I get that. Because I don't even want to call them masks. I just want to call them face coverings, half-assed face coverings. That's really what I want to call them. If we're going to give out masks and ask for masks, give everybody an N95 respirator. Let everybody have access to those. Change them out when they get dirty or teach them how to clean them and sterilize them. Okay, those are masks. What we're wearing on our faces, it's a theatric. So in terms of numbers, the USA is already, they've already doubled in hospitalizations. We've had some more deaths. Cases are rising. India is still grappling with cases. Brazil, Russia, UK, Iran, Germany, Indonesia, Mexico. It's not letting up. Iraq, Malaysia, Bangladesh. So cases, sadly, throughout the world have peaked. And so we're dealing with these variants that keep coming every few months, it looks like. So globally, cases, as we started to test, when you look at the numbers, you have to keep in mind many countries didn't have test kits. So when you look and go, April 2020, there was only about 100,000 people. That might have been America finally got their tests. So there was only about 100,000 tests. So that doesn't necessarily mean that we had, you know, that many people. I think a lot more people had COVID, even back in 2019. But by the time everybody had their acts together and many countries were testing, we peaked in December 2020, January 2021. Even though I think more of the deaths happened earlier, in terms of the cases, they were able to document the case counts, and they were high. Then there was another huge spike because of the UK Alpha variant, and that happened worldwide, ranging from March to June. Now, the Delta variant is making its way. So until these variants stop, or whoever might be, I don't know, leaking or allowing these variants and viruses to mutate, this is going to probably be this vicious cycle. You're getting vaccinated is fantastic. I'm a fan. I'm glad you've gotten vaccinated. I think that's crucial to anybody's, you know, safety in terms of avoiding hospitalization. But the problem we have is it doesn't mean you're completely immune. So to answer your question, you are then sadly still contagious. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, then what the heck is going on what then the other advice? So if you're still contagious, can you go back to work? Well, according to the CDC, you could go back to work as long as you've been vaccinated. But if you have symptoms, and if you are active with COVID, you can't. So if you're not getting tested and you have absolutely no clue if you have it or not, you're back at work and you're probably spreading it. Especially since many workplaces are still not, you know, mandating masks. So, you know, Obama was going to have a big party. A lot of people were going to come. I think Biden at first wasn't going to, but there were going to be some big names like Steven Spielberg and George Clooney. Well, Obama was turning 60. Now it looks like he's canceled it. He's going to just host family and close friends. So apparently he did bow to pressure. And I did find that kind of interesting. You know, I mean, I do want us to move on, but Obama has been a critic, you know, of President Trump and a critic of, you know, people's approach to the virus. So if you do have a lackadaisical attitude, it unfortunately, you know, is not a good optic. I believe Jen Psaki defended his, quote, potential super spreader event. She said, we certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, but she, you know, I think people, especially, you know, in the Democratic Party, you know, don't want to give, you know, Obama a lot of grief, especially since Biden is taking a lot of hits. But it is, you know, I had a birthday party, and my birthday party was very small. I turned 50. I can't believe I turned 50. But we decided to make it very, very small. I didn't want to be accused of having a super spreader event. I didn't want there to be a super spreader event. And also, I didn't really have the money to have a big, huge bash, right? And I'm turning 50. It's not like this is my 21st where you want to let everybody know. This is the type of birthday milestone where you're like, oh, God, now I'm really middle-aged. So, you know, but I'm happy. I'm a happy girl. So I get it. Barack Obama turning 60. He wanted to have some big, big names there. But, you know, unfortunately, spokesperson Hannah Hankins said this outdoor event was planned months ago in accordance with all public health guidelines and with COVID safeguards in place. Due to the spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to only include family and close friends. President Obama is appreciative of others sending their birthday wishes from afar and looks forward to seeing people soon. So that was nice. I'm sure there were some people that wished him a happy birthday. So George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, not sure if they're still going to come. So, you know, me, I really wasn't, you know, critical. If he wants to have a birthday party, let him have a birthday party. If everybody's vaccinated, that's what the CDC said we could do. But now that we know that vaccinated individuals can spread it, if you are one of the many who have been upset about Trump's, let's say, political rallies or urges for kids to go back to school and all that, you know, it's kind of hard to host these events where tons of people are there. And, you know, we see a lot of hypocrisy. You know, it's always this do as I do, or do as I say and not as I do. So I'm not surprised. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while part of the country is still kind of groaning about, oh my gosh, I got to get a COVID vaccine, you have other parts of the country, or people in other parts of the country, going, where's my third shot? I'm ready for my booster. So there is starting to be heightened calls for people to get a booster. Now, why are people already asking for a third shot? What do they know that the rest of us don't? Well, Pfizer had suggested that we're probably going to need a booster. Dr. Fauci is open to the idea of us getting a booster. And we have seen that vaccinated individuals can still come down with the virus, can still be hospitalized, can still die, not to the same degree as unvaccinated, but they still run that risk. And the Delta variant is now causing more spikes. So for those of us that ran out and got our vaccine early on, which we should have done, you know, December, January, February, we're coming up on the 6-month mark. And so our immunity might wane. We think it's going to give us at least 9 months of protection, but we don't have a lot of studies on that. And so it looks like by the fall, we might need a booster. Some people are already asking for boosters. In fact, in some countries, they're already giving out boosters. In Israel, they're giving out boosters to the elderly. I believe in the UK, they're already giving out boosters. Germany. Now, let me clarify. These boosters are not variant-specific shots. Those would be a brand new spanking designed vaccine, similar to what we have, but kind of like the flu shot. It would be a new flu shot, a flu shot for that new season. A booster is a repeat of what you got in January or February. So that's what a booster is. A booster is just, we're going to boost you one more time with the same thing. A brand new variant tested vaccine, no, we don't have that FDA approved yet. And we also, if the UK variant, if the Alpha variant is now moot and already, you know, old school, yesterday's news, and now it's Delta variant, these pharmaceutical companies are having a tough time catching up. So as I said yesterday, Pfizer, Moderna, they're like, look, our shots are still pretty damn good against these variants, up to about 86% efficacy at keeping people out of the hospital or dying. You might need a booster. Now, when Johnson & Johnson study came out, their efficacy was lower, so they're suggesting, or the scientists that studied it are suggesting, maybe if you got the one shot of Johnson & Johnson, get a second shot of Moderna or Pfizer to give you extra protection, rather than a second Johnson & Johnson shot. So we've been talking about boosters now for about a month. Well, the World Health Organization is going, pump the brakes. All right, let's just, whoa. Let's slow it down here. We still don't have people getting their original vaccine. So, do we have enough to start considering boosters? So, I think we've kind of gotten ourselves into a little bit of a mess. You know, we did such a fantastic campaign on vaccines. We got at least 70% of our population to actually initiate their vaccine regimen when we could barely get people to get a flu shot. So I think we have done an amazing job. But a good portion of those people are very frightened and they can't wait to get another booster. So what do you do when you have part of the population wanting to get more of something and we still are fighting with, you know, this, we're grappling with not having enough for countries that want it, and or we have individuals that don't want it and the shots are sitting there and about to get expired. So the World Health Organization said that they are hoping people can put off their boosters till September. Okay. But one thing we're not thinking about is right now a lot of companies are on the bandwagon to mandate vaccines. And as people are going to go back to work, assuming that the extra unemployment benefits get stopped September 6th, there might be this rush of people coming in September, 5th to get vaccinated, or September 4th. So in terms of a planning, America has planned for enough vaccines. We are supposed to have enough vaccines. What I don't know is what the planning is involved in terms of expired vaccines. In fact, I think the FDA has had to expand the expiration date, delay it for another month and a half so that we weren't throwing out a bunch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. But my concern with all this is it's going to be, I think, an absolute cluster come the fall when we have people that now want to get their third shot. I don't know if America planned for third boosters to the degree that they originally planned for how many people need vaccines. You know, in the beginning, the Trump administration diversified. They said, well, we don't know which one's going to make it first. So we'll buy Pfizer, we'll buy AstraZeneca, we'll buy Moderna, we'll buy Sanofi, we'll pay for Novavax. You guys are in a race, Operation Warp Speed, make it to the finish line, but I understand you need money ahead of time, so here's money. So this at least promises us a certain amount of doses. So now we've had to expand and increase our coverage to get third doses. Now, are we going to be required to get a third dose? I hope not. I don't want any requirement. I'd like the third dose available. I'd like the third dose out there. But I would prefer that if we are going to wait till the fall, then we have a new formulation by then. Now, does it have to go through all the same rigorous testing? It depends on the FDA. But if they are fine-tuning the mRNA and they're keeping everything else the same, I don't know if the studies have to be as long. It might be able to be fast-tracked as long as they could show still safety data. But because if you look with the flu shot, they just change it. They come up with a strain by February. They start, they figure out which strain they're going to need by February, and then they start producing them, and then they start distributing them end of the summer, and then, or they send them out to the doctor's office, etc., and people start getting their shots in the fall. So I think we are going to have a sped up process where variant specific or more specific shots will come to play. I was hoping we would have that by the fall. I'm not excited about another booster unless what these companies are doing is they're looking at the data going, you know, the booster is as good as anything else. We already have this. We already, you know, let's just keep giving the booster. But if we still continue to have hospitalizations, or if we still continue to have people die, despite being vaccinated, they might have to step up the vaccine. Unless the country is going to approach COVID like they've approached the flu. Guys, there's a vaccine out there. It'll help save lives. Your choice. We're not going to force you. You know, but look at the numbers. People are dying. If you don't want to die, there's the vaccine. So for those of you that want a booster, and I think some of you have actually been able to get one, I think it's really going to be doctor-specific, doctor-ordered. Even though the World Health Organization has asked us to wait, I'm not sure what's going on in America. If I believe there are some people that are more immunosuppressed, they might be able to get a waiver and be able to get that third shot. But right now, in terms of mass third shot boostering, we're not having that yet. So if it does come out, great. I'll support it. I mean, I kind of like the idea of we know what we get with this shot, but we don't have data on what happens with a third shot. So I can't say it's 100% safe. Can't say anything's 100% safe because obviously we haven't given test subjects three shots of this. But that's what the booster would be. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.